Inspections. Texas is one of the few states that license home inspectors. The same governing body, TREC, licenses inspectors and real estate license holders. Inspectors in other states usually follow the guidelines for an inspection established by the American Society of Home Inspectors, or ASHI. In Texas, they follow the standards of practice established by TREC. An inspector can go beyond the minimum requirement, but cannot go below. TREC has the authority to fine, suspend, or revoke the license of an inspector, similar to the power they hold over real estate license holders. Licensed inspectors are also required to carry errors and omissions insurance, and the insurance coverage must meet the TREC required minimums. Inspectors must use TREC promulgated inspection forms to provide. The promulgated form lists what must be covered and prescribes the order in which the findings are reported. For example, TREC considers a home's foundation so crucial that its condition must be addressed first in the inspector's report. The TREC standard is whether the item inspected is performing its intended function on the day of the inspection. The inspector is not concerned with whether the item is top of the line, brand new, or 10 years old. The requirement is that the item inspected be capable of doing what it is designed to do during inspection. For example, does the food waste disposal, incorrectly commonly referred to as a garbage disposal, do what it is supposed to do? This is a yes or no question asked without regard to whether it is brand new or a top-of-the-line model. In some situations, an inspector is not required to inspect an item listed in the TREC standards of practice. If a client has brought in another individual who has a technical qualification that exceeds that of the inspector, and the client has specifically directed the inspector not to inspect that item, it will not be included. An inspector is a generalist who is allowed to give an opinion on a house's structural, electrical, and mechanical systems. However, if a client has hired, for example, a registered structural engineer to inspect the foundation, the inspector would make a notation on the report that his opinion of the foundation would not be in the report because the client has informed him that a structural engineer has been hired to perform the foundation inspection. Trade specialists can give an opinion on specialty areas, but cannot go beyond that unless they also hold a real estate inspector's license issued by TREC. If a state-licensed HVAC, heat ventilation and air conditioning, technician were engaged by the client to inspect the air conditioning and heating system, the inspector would note this on his report as the reason he did not check the HVAC during the inspection. Similarly, licensed plumbers and licensed electricians are permitted to give opinions in their area of expertise, but not inspect other areas unless they are also licensed home inspectors. The TREC standards of practice is directed at resales or completed homes. However, the inspection of homes under construction is a growing segment of the inspection business. Most inspectors offer a three-phase package to clients who want a new home inspected. The three-phase package involves an inspection before the slab is poured, a framing inspection before the drywall is installed, and a final inspection that uses the TREC standards of practice as it is now a completed home. Inspectors are expressly forbidden from giving warranties because that would put them in the insurance business. Suppose a client wants assurance that the air conditioner will still be working 10 months after the inspection. In that case, the client should consider buying a home warranty. In summary, a licensed real estate inspector is a generalist who is allowed to give his opinion as to whether an item inspected is performing the intended function. The property inspection must be performed according to the rules of the Texas Real Estate Commission, TREC. The inspection is of conditions that are present and visible at the time of the inspection. All of the equipment is operated in normal operating mode. The inspector must indicate on the report which items need repair or are not functioning, and will report on all applicable items required by TREC rules. The report is intended to give the client information concerning the condition of the property at the time of the inspection. Buyers are strongly urged to obtain a formal inspection done by a licensed inspector. The general public shares many misconceptions when it comes to inspections and their scope. As previously mentioned, a home inspection is not a warranty. An inspection is defined as the process of looking at and examining accessible items, parts, systems, or components, and the reporting of observed deficiencies. A real estate inspection is a limited visual survey and evaluation of the basic operation of the systems and components of a building using normal controls. It does not require the use of specialized tools or procedures. The purpose of the inspection is to provide the client with information regarding the general condition of the residence at the time of inspection. The inspector will prepare a written inspection report noting observed deficiencies and other items required to be reported. The report will be delivered to the person for whom the inspection was performed. The report should be passed directly to the buyer. The agent must refrain from giving an opinion of the condition of the property or the validity of any findings in the report. The inspector will inspect items that he or she deems to be accessible. The inspector is under no obligation to inspect items that would involve an undue hazard to the inspector. They will not move furnishings or large, heavy, or fragile objects. When confronted with doors or access panels, many inspectors define accessible as any area that can be reached without tools and will not disassemble items other than covers or panels intended to be removed for inspection. Certainly, any attempt to access an area that would damage property would be out of the question. As a rule, most inspectors will avoid using a ladder, except when gaining access to the roof or attic space. An inspection does not address cosmetic issues that are not related to structural performance, operability, or water penetration. The inspection report will cite certain deficiencies. A deficiency is a condition that, in the inspector's reasonable opinion, adversely and materially affects the performance of a system or component, or constitutes a hazard to life, limb, or property. General deficiencies include, but are not limited to, inoperability, material distress, water penetration, damage, deterioration, missing parts, and unsuitable installation. In a standard home inspection, there is no assumption that the inspector will use specialized tools and related procedures such as thermal imaging equipment, moisture meters, and gas leak detection equipment. Likewise, environmental testing equipment and devices, elevation determination devices, and ladders capable of reaching surfaces over one story above ground surfaces would not be used. Residential inspectors must complete a rigorous curriculum prescribed by the Texas Real Estate Commission, consisting of 130 classroom hours of qualifying education in subjects like foundations, framing, roof systems, and electrical systems, as well as real-world experience and additional education requirements to be completed as necessary. Residential agents should also understand the basics of real estate inspection and how to help a client read and understand an inspection report. Champion School of Real Estate offers a course designed specifically for this purpose, Residential Inspection for Real Estate Agents, www.championschool.com.